All right, welcome to September 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully one of the reasons you're listening is because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, take a look at TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So give her a call. 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. So everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hand over our heart, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's headlines. Washington finishes a letter to Congress. Booker T. Washington delivers his Atlanta Compromise speech. Coca-Cola and Twitter combine forces to create Tweet-A-Coke. And Radar, the world's oldest chinchilla, dies. All right, so now let's do this. 1776. Washington finishes a letter to Congress he started 2 days prior. The Continentals had lost New York to the British in Brooklyn Heights and Long Island. The Americans were holed up north in Manhattan. The loss was an embarrassing and painful blow to the American morale. In the letter, Washington began, quote, "We are now encamped with the main body of the army on the heights of Harlem, where I should hope that the enemy would meet with a defeat in case of an attack," unquote. Just then, an alarm went off signaling the British were headed their way. Washington sent 150 men commanded by Lieutenant Thomas Knowlton and General Joseph Reed to check it out. Not necessarily take on the British, just distract them a little bit. Washington went to check it out and met with Reed, who recommended 1,000 more troops right now. Legend has it, the British were playing the song Gone Away on their bugles, which is a game over type song where the fox has been hunted down and killed. Not so fast. This new brigade was to take on the British right flank. However, they hit it in the center right. After the skirmish was over, there were 70 dead on each side, but the British had in fact retreated. It had also cost them the life of Lieutenant Knowlton, who was mortally wounded. It was a small victory, but not shallow. George Washington got back to his letter on September 18th and wrote, quote, "The parties under Colonel Knowlton and Major Leitch unluckily began their attack too soon. It was rather in flank than in rear. In a little time, Major Leitch was brought off wounded, having received 3 balls through his side, and in a short time after, Colonel Knowlton got a wound, which proved mortal," unquote. Which is, I guess, another way of saying that President of Congress John Hancock, my men didn't follow my exact orders, and now because of it, we've lost Knowlton. But a victory's a victory, and we'll take it. And in more Washington news, 1895, Booker T. Washington delivers the Atlanta Compromise speech. Washington was an African American orator who spoke in front of a mostly white crowd in Atlanta, Georgia. In the speech, Washington suggested that if Southern blacks could humbly work with and embrace white political rule, then Southern whites would guarantee that blacks would receive basic education and due process in law. Blacks would not fight for equality, integration, or justice, and Northern whites would fund black educational charities. Although it was very radical at the time for a black man to give a speech in front of a white crowd in the South, it was intended to make a favorable impression on the North. And that it did. But needless to say, W.E.B. Du Bois and Malcolm X would spit on the speech many years later. 2015. Coca-Cola and Twitter combine forces to create Tweet-A-Coke. This marketing campaign allowed users to buy their pals one of these delicious soft drinks for $5 using a redeemable digital coupon. Typing in the hashtag, share a Coke in a tweet, would pull up an emoji of 2 Coke bottles clinking like you're with a pal. Not to be outdone, Pepsi got revenge on their arch rival by coming up with a similar marketing gimmick, the Pepsi-moji. The Pepsi-moji would let Twitter users put Pepsi stickers on their pictures. Hey, whatever it takes, right? 2014. Rest in peace, Radar, the world's oldest chinchilla. And how do we get from Tweetacoke to chinchilla? Yes, it is a slow historic news day, so I need all these filler stories. Bear with me here. Originally from Germany, Radar moved in with his owner, Christina Anthony, to Los Angeles way back in 2002. This begs the question, my friend. How do you gauge the age comparing a chinchilla to a human? Better yet, what the heck is a chinchilla? Why, it looks like a cute little mousy poo. According to age-converter.com, and let me tell you, they are right on top of this. There is no infallible mathematical formula to calculate the comparison of the human age to a chinchilla because its growth and physiological changes during its lifetime are very different from what's seen in humans. But if we were to take a guess, a 15-year-old chinchilla may be equivalent to a 123-year-old human. In Radar's case, the little mouse fella died at 29 years, 229 days. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for September 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what's your take on that Washington story? For me, that story is a great example of one of the reasons as to why I do this show. Awesome. Or what's your take on the Booker T. Washington story? Was it a little too much for its time, or was it not enough? Did you get in on the Tweetacoke? Or the Pepsi emoji for that matter. Do you have a chinchilla? Do you know how old it is compared to a human? So yeah, let me know. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the stock market crash of 29, the Unabomber, and sports trivia with the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Royals. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL, Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.